Mr. Albanese, thanks for your time.
Hey, g'day, Julia. Good to be with you.
Thanks for joining us. So you have moonlighted as a DJ for a while now. What first got you into DJing?
Well, I hosted Rage when I was Deputy Prime Minister in 2013.
Yeah,
and,
right.
And people liked the choices, I guess, that I made.
Okay.
And then I did a DJ set at Melbourne Trades Hall. And then I've done a few charity events since then, including a couple of events for Reclink in the lead up to the Melbourne Reclink game that was a couple of weeks ago. I did a set along with Jed Carney did one too. And bands played down at the ESPY, which is a rock and roll venue in St Kilda. And so that was part of the lead-in to promote the Reclink Community Cup. And tonight there's an event on in Enmore again to promote the Community Cup that's taking place on August 11. But tonight's event is taking place at the Cottonmouth Records at Enmore Road in Enmore.
Fantastic, fantastic. And so what got you, what is it about the Community Cup? What keeps bringing you back every year to the event?
Well, because it's a good cause, effectively. It's raising money for at-risk young people who are at risk of being engaged in serious drug addiction or at the margins of society, really. And one of the ways of engaging people back into the mainstream is through music and sport. And that's one of the things that Reclink does. I've met a number of people whose lives literally has been transformed, who were addicted to drugs, involved in activity in order to get money for those habits. And it has transformed their lives, and it's made a big difference. It began with a bunch of musos like Paul Kelly and Tex Perkins and others. And in Sydney, of course, 2SER plays a really big role on the Sailors team and FBI and other particular community radio stations in Melbourne. It's PBS and Triple R. In Sydney, it's a bit broader. It's 2SER and FBI and some people from Triple J and the ABC and other media broadcasters, as well as even David Rowe, the cartoonist, has played. For the Muso side, I think the guys from Polish Club are playing on August 11. I'm not sure if they're playing on the field or they're playing music. They might be doing both.
Righto, righto. Yeah, I've never been myself, but it does sound quite hilarious to watch and for a great cause as well. Will we be seeing you on the field this year?
Well, you are. Now, whether that can be defined as playing football is a matter of your definition. But the good thing is it's 40 a side, so 20 on the field at any time and 20 off the field. So the good thing is if you're an old bloke like me who's not as fit as some of the sprightly 20-year-olds from 2SER who'll be playing on the other team, it's just a bit of fun. It shouldn't be taken all that seriously. But there are some good players, and occasionally there's a ring-in. Brett Kirk from the Sydney Swans played one year, and who knows who'll be playing this year. I had a chat with Cram's going to try and come up from Spiderbait.
Right.
And be a bit of a ring in, and Tim Rogers from UMI played in Melbourne. There was a whole bunch of musos who were having fun, as well as the community broadcasters. And it's a bit of an event. There's some other activity seems to be associated with it. It's tradition that there's at least one streak across the field at some stage during the game, and there's sponsorship from Young Henry's and others serving beer and food, and Hanson Park's such a fantastic community venue as well. And it's an interesting game tactically because only women can tackle other women.
Right.
So it's often the part of the trick, I think, is to make sure that you're getting the gender politics right on the field.
Sure, sure.
And get the ball to the right player at the right time.
Of course. Very tactical indeed. Well, Anthony Albanese, that is all we have time for today, unfortunately. But good luck with the Cup and thank you for your time.
Oh, my KPI is pretty simple. Just don't get injured.
Thank you very much, Mr. Albanese. Thanks.
Bye.
That was Anthony Albanese, the leader of the opposition, talking about the Reklink Community Cup. And you can catch him at the launch party tonight.